Welcome to the Vlog Pastors Podcast. It's a conversation between two guys who vlog like pastors and pastor like vloggers. Now, we're not quite sure what that means, but it sounds cool. And in each episode, we come closer to figuring it out. I'm Joshua Verwers, and in today's episode, Jared Brown and I are discussing how and why we turn our sermons into vlogs.
Hey, I wanted to bring up a question that we got. I think it was from John a few weeks back. He said that, you know, I had talked about on one of the previous vlogs, Mom had recommended, hey, you guys are the vlog pastors. See lots of vlogging, don't see lots of pastoring. And that kind of led me to do this, the vlog sermons, which you've kind of been delving into that a little bit as well. He wanted to know more about that. Like, what's our thought process behind the pastor portion of being a vlog pastor, and how that kind of lines up for these vlog style sermons even?
That's a really good question. You want to go first?
Jump on in.
Okay. I really struggled with that, man. We had kind of kicked that around because I heard the comment as well. It was like, and it's out there in my community. It's like, okay, cool. But like, you know, what's going on? Like, what are you guys into? What are you into as a church? That sort of thing. And I thought, oh, I wish there was a way that I could take what I do, what I'm prepping for, where my heart is throughout the week, that, you know, my church gets to feast on, and make a video for my, you know, my channel that kind of incorporates that side of me, because we had a whole show for forever called Vlog Pastors, you know, and people are just seeing the vlog side of it. So I understood it. And anyway, was looking for an opportunity, but my mind was stuck on presenting the whole sermon. So I wanted to put a 45, 30, 25, wherever the sermon time lies, on a given Sunday for us, I wanted to take that and put it into a 4 to 7 minute, whatever it needed to be, but, you know, basically something short vlog. And the only frame of reference that I had, Josh, as you know, was when we did the COVID stuff, when everybody was in lockdown and you and I, we started making vlogs for our churches. And so my mind went back to that. I'm trying to make something along those lines. And those things took all week for me. I don't know about you. They took all week to get the drone shots, to get the right light, to be in the right location, to have something interesting enough of a storyline going behind, you know, the sermon that you're trying to present. Lots of orchestrated, you know, scripting and walking through. I didn't want, you know, nobody's got time for that back now that we're open and we're doing house visits and, you know, we're in the hospitals and we're... There's no way. There's no time for that. So anyway, my brain was stuck on that. I was trying to force that to happen on my channel. And then you and I were having a conversation where you said it's not the whole sermon. It doesn't have to be the whole sermon. It could be like either a gleaning or it could just be your ponderings. And when you said ponderings, I was like, oh, it's a supplement. Well, I think you actually said supplement. But it was like, oh, I could just share what's going on inside of here and then... It doesn't have to make sense. If they want to catch the sermon, if my channel audience wants to catch the sermon, the full thing, they can go to the church's website or the church's YouTube channel or Facebook or whatever. They can catch the whole thing. I just have to share what's on my heart right now. And that has been so liberating. And so on Tuesday, it's almost like, for me, it's like a bonus video. I go out and I share. And it's been super helpful for, maybe yours is different, but it's been super helpful for the Sunday service because I can kind of process through those thoughts and maybe some of them are far-fetched or it's just maybe even just like a little one sentence or phrase nugget. I can process through that, talk through that, and I can realize that that's too, you know, that's off topic, but it's still good for the channel. I can still like, it's edifying to someone out there and I can still post that because it's just a pondering, or it's just a supplement. Anyway, I would like to pass that on to you guys. I'm seriously, any of you pastors out there, because or Christian creators, it doesn't have to be the all-encompassing, fully polished sermon. It can just be what's going on in your heart. And to me, it was like, oh, this reminds me of the old days. Whenever I was first making vlogs, like I would try and have a point and then get to there, And then recently we've been more documenting, you know, kind of what's going on in our mm-hmm. lives. And it's a cool little marriage of the two. It's kind of like it brings it back full circle to, oh yeah, I still had a message that was on my heart that God wanted me to share in vlog format, and I'm documenting. So I've been having a blast. I get a bonus video on Tuesdays, which didn't come out this week because of reasons. I'll tell you later. Tuesdays, and then I have my documentation vlog on Sundays. And so right now I've got a pretty sweet spot of
content,
content coming. Anyway. Yeah, I love it. What about you? What's been your experience?
Yeah, so my experience, very similar to that. And that's where, you know, you and I had that conversation, and I think I was able to help unlock some things for you because I had just went through it. Same thing last year, you know, during the COVID lockdown, the only thing our churches were getting was that. And so I felt a need to put more into it and to try to get everything that I would have for that whole sermon. Now, you know, typically I run around that 30, 35 minute mark on the sermons. When I put it in vlog format, it was hitting between 15, 18 minutes. And that was kind of intentional because I figured any type of a monologue online, it shouldn't be any longer than a TED Talk. And that's 18 minutes. And it's like, if I can't wrap it up in 18 minutes, I've got some problems. And so that was like my approach to it. Now, that was the plan initially going into these vlog sermons, because I was thinking about, you know, as a pastor, what is the thing that most people are going to see from me as a pastor? It's the sermon. How can I take that and put it in vlog format? And for me to do that, it was essentially looking at, okay, let's just take that sermon. Let's try to vlogify it, if that's a word. And I thought, okay, well, I don't want to do the whole thing. You know, I want to get straight to the main idea, or it may not even be the main idea of the message, but what's that idea that really hit me hard that I'm thinking because it hit me good, let them hit others good. It's usually the main idea, you know, in that, but I wasn't doing it leading up to. My goal was to do it, you know, kind of record and document that week what I'm getting ready to study, and then make the video. It uploads Sunday right after I get done preaching, so it does act as a supplement. The problem was, in my mind, I kept thinking, oh, you know, it'd be cool if I had these in like a series playlist. By the time I decided to do that, I had already started a new series on the Beatitudes, so I was a week or two behind. I'm like, oh, I'll just go back and I'll do these. Man, that's why you haven't seen one out of me for the last few weeks, because I'm thinking, what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to do like three or four like in a week just to try to get caught up. And it was too much. So I'm kind of at the point right now where it's like, no, not going to do that. I'm going to go to the initial idea of let's get it in preparation for that. Mm-hmm. And part of that even came down to just a couple weeks ago. I was at church recording. It was a crazy morning and I didn't have time to set up the camera. So I just, because we don't upload the video portion of the sermons, I just grabbed my SmartLav Plus, plugged it into my phone, hit record, started preaching. I figured I'll just upload that. It recorded the first 20 seconds and the last 10 seconds, and everything in between was silence. No idea how that worked, so there's no message. And then I'm thinking, well, if somebody liked the little snippet and they wanted to listen to the whole thing, they could go to the church's website, they could find it from there, but now they can't. So it was like, whatever, I'll just press reset. But I do like the way that I'm going about it, where it's just, this is what I'm preparing, this is what I'm planning on preaching this Sunday. So let's take that main idea that I'm really spending the most amount of time praying about, meditating on, trying to dig out the nugget and craft that sticky statement. I'm spending the most amount of time on that. So it's like, why not just make a small vlog about that? And as far as, you know, the actual vlog, as far as the length of that goes, it's... like I say about any sermons or really any vlog, it should be as long as necessary and as short as possible.
As short as possible.
So it's like, if it's, you know, 10 minutes, great. If it's 2 minutes, great. Whatever it takes to get that out, that main idea across. So, and like even one of my one of my vlogs that just does keep coming back up is actually a 2-minute one, how to pray. And for some reason, that thing has legs and a longevity to it, and it just keeps bringing viewers. And it was just, it was a simple one. So it was like, okay, if I can get that main idea across in 2 minutes, 2 minutes works. You know, I don't really care. So I'm not even focused on that time. But also to go to what you were saying about last year when we were doing it, yeah, it would take me 2-3 days just for those vlog sermons.
The beautiful thing that that unlocks, and it might help unlock some folks who are listening, was whenever you said it's supplemental, and I took myself out of the timeline. Basically, yep. You know, the multiverse has splintered, and I'm now out of the timeline. Yes. Kind of a deal, and now we're flowing, we're free-flowing. And it dawned on me that my YouTube audience does not necessarily have to track with my with my congregation. Right. Because I was thinking ponderings, sermon. So in my flow, Tuesday, Sunday, right? Yep. Well, after I got removed from the timeline, I can ponder on it all week long. I can shoot a video. This is just kind of what it is. And some of you pastors out there like me, you're waiting on that inspiration moment and it's still not coming, but here's some of these, you know, here's what I'm working on. And then you can go to Sunday. So maybe you have this video that you're working on. You can go to Sunday, have that inspiration moment where God speaks, and then build that back into, you know, into your video and produce it on Tuesday of the next week. And there's no harm, no foul in that. And just the freedom to be outside of the timeline and go, oh, I don't necessarily have to post that. It's going to be made. It's going to be posted. I'm going to finish the video. But it doesn't have to coincide with each week. It was so huge, man. It's just nice to be able to sort that out in my head, because I'm very much a linear thinker. Yep. So I need to have it ready to go by Sunday. But to be able to pull out and go, okay, wait a minute, I can go after Sunday, after the Lord's done all of his work, and build it back in, was like, oh, this is fantastic. As long as both audiences get fully what I feel like, you know, the Lord was saying in that moment, or the ponderings that I was having. And even you challenged that this last week, which was fantastic. You said, look, if you're done, you're done. Right. You know, like once you're done pondering on something, if you have nothing else to say, just end it.
Yep.
And I thought, you can't do that. A story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But just to free up, you know, some of you guys, if you're out there and you're stuck, just end it.
The end is the end.
It's okay to say, I'm not finished pondering on this. To be continued next week.
Well, and think about it from this perspective. How many movies have you watched where they end the movie and it's like, you can't end there?
Like, oh, but they did.
But they did. And it's like, that didn't ruin it for me. I just thought that I'll shouldn't have been the ending.
And John Wick 3.
4 comes out in May.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Vlog Pastors Podcast. And if so, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the show and consider supporting us on Buy Me a Coffee, where you can get some bonus content, such as exclusive access to the replay of these episode recordings. And I guess until next time, we just want you all to stay blessed, enjoy God's best, and have a great week.